Since the 9/11 attacks, 16 states have opted to distribute the potassium iodide pills to residents who live near a nuclear power plant. But that's fewer than half the 33 states that have nuclear power plants. David Lochbaum is a former nuclear engineer who is now with the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says everyone at risk should have some of the pills handy.
We feel the federal government should step in and require potassium iodide to be stockpiled for the residents within 10 miles of all nuclear power plants, not just some people in some states.
Lochbaum and his colleagues at the Union of Concerned Scientists say if the potassium iodide pill is taken at the proper time, it saturates the thyroid with a stable or benign form of iodine. That way, if a radioactive cloud is released from a nuclear power plant, harmful radioactive iodine breathed in is not retained by the thyroid.
If you don't take potassium iodide, your body tends to absorb the radioactive iodine. It tends to assault your body for days or months and can lead to thyroid cancers and other illnesses that are easily avoidable with this very cheap pill that can be taken.
But some of the states with nuclear power plants say too much stock is being put into the potassium iodide pills. Illinois has more nuclear power plants than any other state in the nation. Thomas Ortziger is the head of the Illinois Department of Nuclear Safety.
It's a bogus issue that I think has been blown way out of proportion because of 9/11.
Ortziger says his state is not participating in the federal government's potassium iodide pill program. He says handing out the pill to everyone who lives near a nuclear power plant can give the residents a false sense of security.
It is not a cure-all. It is not a total radiation pill. It defends one small part of the body. Quite frankly, if there was an accident or there was an act of terrorism and there was a release from a plant, there's probably 7, 8 other nuclides that could be just as dangerous that the people would become contaminated with.
That's not stopping the federal government from encouraging states to sign on to its potassium iodide pill program. Sue Gagner is with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. She says the NRC believes the potassium iodide pills are helpful.
It is certainly true that potassium iodide does only provide protection from the one radionuclide, radioactive iodine, so there are others that could be released in a severe nuclear accident. That's why we only refer to potassium iodide as a supplement to evacuation and sheltering, which could be needed.
Gagner says citizens should be instructed that the potassium iodide pill does not mean it's safe to stick around a contaminated area to gather a few more belongings. People should leave as soon as possible. But in the states where the federal program has been used, surveys a year after the potassium iodide pills were pre-distributed have found that as many as 90% of the people can't even locate the pills. Gagner told us the Nuclear Regulatory Commission doesn't implement the program, so it leaves it up to the states to decide whether or not it works when we ask about the program's effectiveness.
So there's no way to measure whether this is effective or a complete waste of money?
Well, I don't think it's a complete waste of money, no. No, I think that it can be effective when used along with the other methods of possible evacuation or sheltering, and it can be effective.
Some state regulators are skeptical. In Illinois, the Department of Nuclear Safety refuses to get involved with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's program. But it has launched its own potassium iodide pill program. Director Thomas Ortziger says there's been too much political pressure to completely ignore the issue, so the pill is being made available to people who live near a nuclear power plant and who ask for it.
For people who feel that this will give them some comfort, we're going to make this available, but it certainly is not going to be a part of the Illinois plan.
Ortziger says the terrorist threat since 9/11 has only persuaded Illinois emergency officials to concentrate on the one thing they're certain will work in case of a radioactive release, quick evacuation, and the potassium iodide pills are a distraction from that goal. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.